This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to episode 1,300. Yes, the 1,300 episode of the Geek News Central podcast. This is Thursday, July 19th. The show is sponsored in part by our good friends at GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider or simply PayPal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Well, here we are, folks. We're at episode 1300. This is going to be a little non-traditional show for a couple of reasons. We'll get to that in a few moments. But I want to welcome any of you that are brand new listeners of the show. Thanks for checking the show out. You come in here on a monumentous number. Not very many podcasters get to 1300. So it's a big day here, and I'm glad you're along with us, and hope that you'll hang out, because we're gonna have a little history, gonna go back in the time machine a little bit tonight, and talk a little bit about the genesis of this show. But more importantly, if you are brand new, if you're brand new to the show, if this is your very first episode, there's only one thing to do. I want you to get over to geekandcentral.com right now. And I want you to subscribe to the show via Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, Android, email, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, whatever your content platform by choice is. That's where I want you to be. That's where I want you to get hooked up. I want you to get connected and get subscribed. And of course, while you're on the website, take a look, gander through all the great content. If you want to get signed up for the newsletter, there's a link a little bit further down the page as well. Please do that. Get signed up for the newsletter. That way you'll get all the show notes delivered directly to your inbox immediately following the show. Everything that I'm going to talk about will be in those in that email or on the website. So definitely get that hooked up. Well, I tell you, of course, the big shout out goes to all the longtime listeners of the show. Those of you that have been here really from single digits or double digits or early triple digits, or those of you that just tuned in yesterday, because really it's about being part of the Ohana. And once you're a listener of the show, that's just automatic. You don't have to have any special qualification or anything. And here in Hawaii, Ohana means family. And I want to welcome you to the family. We've got a couple of places where you can hang out with us. Geeknews.chat is one. That's a great place. If you have comments on today's show, you can email me geeknews@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. Of course, we have a Slack channel as well. You can join our Slack channel by just sending me an email and let me know that you want to be part of the Slack channel. You can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. Of course, you can watch this show. Yes, watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on your Apple TV just by searching for this show's name. You can listen on Stitcher or Blueberry.com. You can listen on any smart home device. Well, at least the Echo, the Amazon Echo. You can listen on a Google Home device or on a Microsoft Cortana device. And all you really have to do is say the device keyword and say, play the podcast Geek News Central. That'll get you started that with the latest episode of the show. We've got some friends that have been part of the family here as well. Podcasters, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site, which is written by my team at ProGear.Guru. The New Media Show, which is co-hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, which we do every Saturday morning, which actually we're going to do tomorrow morning. We're going to do Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. We're having a special guest, Dan Franks from Podcast Movement. He'll be on. We will be on for just an hour. We've slated an hour, so a special edition of the New Media Show tomorrow. And, of course, the Podcast Legends Show at podcastlegends.com. This show, literally, would not be sustainable in the things that I do without my good sponsor, and it's our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And as all of you that have been here from early digits, you'll know that they came on as a sponsor in early June 2005 and have sponsored every single episode, every single month of the show since that time frame. There is no other podcast sponsor that has been with a single show longer than them. And I am forever grateful for the ongoing long-term support that they provide, that through your generosity, through this audience's generosity and utilization of the promo codes that we have available at geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy. All those promo codes is really what keeps the lights on here. It keeps what things moving forward, but keeps the show abreast, keeps my insurance paid and food on the table. And again, if you go over to that website, it's real simple. Now let me try that again. If you go over to that website at geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy, you're going to save. You're going to save 30% on new product purchases. You're going to get a .com for 99 cents. Yes, 99 cents. If you want to get a hosting account, I got a better deal for you. $1 a month for the first year, 12 bucks. Get you an economy hosting site with a free domain, or $1 a month. Yes, $1 a month for the first year, 12 bucks. Get you a managed WordPress hosting site for the first year with a free domain. Now, if you're a business owner, you can look at that 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. All of these codes, every single one of them is on my website at geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy. We want you to share them with your friends, family members, people that you know, coworkers, aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, you name it. We want you to share my codes. And if you hear them talking, if you hear someone talking about starting a website or doing a blog or want to do an online e-commerce site, they've got it all. Everything you need to get started. And of course, we get you started with a website, with a domain name. Everyone should have a domain, 5, 10, or 20. I think I got 320 myself that, yes, I pay for. And I don't get those for free for GoDaddy. I wish I did. It would save me a bunch of money every year. But it's really your choice. And if you help us out by going over to geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy and supporting the show, they will continue to support me, which will allow us to continue to be together and do the things that we do and go to the events that we are going to go to. So a big thank you for GoDaddy, as much as the audience, for being here really, literally from the early, early days. You know, this show launched in October of 2004. So we're not quite at our 14th anniversary. We're a few months away from that. But, you know, before the first show's anniversary, they came on board as a sponsor and have been here ever since. And again, it wouldn't be without you as the audience's support of them as a sponsor. They wouldn't stay here out of the kindness of their heart. I have to turn numbers every month. I have to bring them new. Everyone that renews, you guys don't know this. Those who've been with us for years, every time you renew, I love you for renewing, but it counts for nothing. I only get graded on the new customers that come to GoDaddy through my promo codes. So that's why I always ask you to share them with your friends, family members. That's the key. That's the key element here. And you do, because we keep hitting our numbers, and knock on wood, we continue that we will. But thanks for GoDaddy for being here really as long as anything else in this show and being part of the Ohana. So, tonight I told Kirk, and what really happened was my wife's birthday has been coming up. And I know the date. And then Tuesday, I looked at the calendar and I'm like, oh man, they're gonna line up together. Her birthday and the 1300 show. So, you know, she'd been hinting, wanting to go to a nice place. So they're waiting. Well, they're not. They're getting home. They're getting showered. They're getting cleaned up. So as soon as this show's over, we're out of here to go to dinner. Now, I'm starting the show 3 hours early, and Mike and Troy, thanks for hanging out with me on Facebook early. The ones that come at 8 o'clock Hawaiian Standard Time, they're going to miss it because I'll have already been done and are going to be mad. But it's going to be on the Facebook page. It'll be good. It'll be live. They'll be able to watch. So anyway, just, you know, kind of get you guys caught up so that we don't miss that part of it. This week has been really preparing for Podcast Movement. I've had a ton of meetings all week. It's been every day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday was a 3:45 a.m. wake-up call for me. This morning was the first morning I got to sleep in to 5 o'clock. And then tomorrow morning, I've got two shows to record in the morning. I've got the your podcast that I do with Mike Delph with Ed Blueberry. It's one of our key shows over there. And then I do the new media show starting right at 6 a.m. So I'm going to be bada bing, bada boom. So I got to get up tomorrow early. And then Saturday, no show, thank God. So I'll be able to sleep in a little bit Saturday morning. And then get ready, finish packing, and then get on the airplane to head to Philadelphia for Podcast Movement. But I got a lot to do. I got to finish my presentation. I'm about three quarters of the way through. I know what's got to be done to get done. So I got a couple of hard hours there to get done. But really, from that point forward, it's jet airplane to Podcast Movement. I'm on three different panels. I'm on a panel with on Tuesday for State of the Podcast. Basically, it's we do this every year, talks about where the things are in the podcasting space and so forth. And then the second one is my act two to my social media strategies for podcasters. This is it was a standing room only last year, a session. So I'm coming back with act two. I'm going deeper. I've had to dig deep to really get into the nit grit of what I'm really wanted to share with them. And then immediately following the social media strategy session, I walk out of that room and I walk into the ballroom, and then I join a gentleman from the IAB, and we talk about the podcast measurement guidelines version 2 they're out and the impact of all that. And of course, I've told you guys this week we've been going through the audit. We've had auditors in, basically finishing up our, we're in phase, we're about halfway done with everything that needs to be done. Then comes testing and a whole bunch of stuff. So it's been busy, busy week, and leading up to this show and getting ready to head out. But so we're off next week. No episodes. Kirk's off. I'm off. So no episodes next week. Today, it's going to be a short show. And if you're wanting to come for tech, no tech. If you want to leave now, leave. But what I am going to do is I'm going to do what I have done in previous years, is kind of walk back a little bit. And we're 1,300 episodes in at this point. It's really, really remarkable if you think about it. And these numbers, I don't even know if they're accurate anymore. I kind of roughly estimate them. Some of them are about right. But you think about it, we've been 1,300 evenings together. And you think about how many days, how many, if you divide that by years, that's like, you know, that's 3 years that, you know, of where I've been in your ear at least once, you know, once, 3 years worth of being in your ear, which is kind of crazy. If you want to think about that, there's been probably 6,500 hours put together and just producing this show and just getting the production ready, not the recording at all. And then I think near as I can figure about 1,700 hours of content. So someone can do the math on that and tell me how many days that is, but it's a lot. It's a lot of days of content. The show's had over 188 million downloads, which is truly incredible. You know, I've been to special media events like CES, where we produce stuff for NAB as well. I think there's over 1,400 interviews. Those aren't all mine. Those are a combination of folks' interviews. Well, I think I've done about 1,400, then about 3,200 team interviews. So it's really a lot of content. And if you look at the Geekman Central website, I think we're up to like 16,000 blog posts on the website. And you subtract the, that's like 12,000 or 13,000 articles on there that are not really podcast related. So, you know, Google loves me quite a bit. We get a lot of traffic to the website because of that. But, you know, for those of you that haven't been here, that are new, and those of you are, you know, let me just take you back. And let's take a walk. You know, let's take a walk back in history. And most of you know, I grew up in the country, in a small town in south of a small town in Quincy, Michigan. My graduation class was like, I think we had 80. Well, I graduated in 1983, and we had 83 students. There was some rhyme or reason. That's the number that kind of comes out in my head. But it was a small class. My dad was a contractor. We literally lived on a dirt road. My grandfather was a cash crop farmer. My dad switched after I went in the Navy. He became a produce broker and did a bunch of stuff. But when I was growing up, it was bulldozers, backhoes, cranes, you know. And I was heavily involved in the agricultural side. 4-H and FFA was a big thing for me when I was growing up. And it's, you know, sounds interesting now. If I think about that past and oftentimes I miss that. But when I was in high school, I was heavily involved. Well, I went to a career center, Votech school. I was not, I didn't consider myself college material per se. So I went to Votech school and took electronics for 2 years. And that really kind of set me up here, make a decision to join the Navy. And I joined the Navy in 1983. And I always say I joined the Navy to be my own boss. Well, it took me about 15 years to really kind of be my own boss being in the Navy, but, it was a good move for me. And, you know, I had to, you know, there's crossroads you meet when you're doing things. And I was in the right place at the right time and was able to become air crew when I flew for 20 years and, got hurt, you know, and that ended my flying career in 2004. So, you know, all those things lead to this path of this podcast or where this podcast originated, you know? So, you know, if you'd have told me as I was laying in the hospital in June of 2004, still active duty, that I would end up running one of the largest podcast hosting companies in the country, which, you know, podcasting was barely a word then. They hadn't crossed my ecosphere yet. And that I would be doing a podcast and we'd be 13 episodes in. I'd have laughed. But the building blocks were already there. From 1988 to 1991, or maybe 1990 or so, I ran a bulletin board system. And it was, first of all, it went further than 1990. But anyway, it started in like 88, 89, and then I ran it for many, many years, right up to the point where this show was still going and the BBS was still online. And so I was running a bulletin board, having this interaction with people. You know, that scene was on its way out in the 90s, you know, and then 1991, my first marriage failed and end up divorced. And then I spent time in Guam and then I was in Maryland and, got remarried in 1994. Then, when I moved to Hawaii, the BBS, bulletin board system continued from, to about 2000, I think about 2002, maybe a little bit later. And in 2002, the handwriting was on the wall. And I'm getting beeped here. Facebook is going crazy. Let me turn that down. In 2002, I launched geeknewscentral.com. The first article came up on Geek News Central in very early in 2002. This is before podcasting. And so I was, you know, I'm blogging and so active duty, you know, and having fun with the blog. And I'm a horrible writer, just about as bad of a writer as I'm a speaker. And in 2004, when I got hurt, it started a series of events that has forever changed me. And I hope a lot of people that I've helped work with in the podcasting space. I got back to Hawaii after spending 13, 14 days in a hospital, came back, busted up, wearing a body cast and, you know, took about 6 weeks to get recovered. So that takes me into, mid July. And I went back to work. And when you're broke, you know, when you can't fly anymore and you are active duty military and you can't do your job, you know, all eyes are upon you. And so I was looking for something to do. And this job came up, or not a job, but it's basically kind of a job. We had airplanes we were modifying in Waco, Texas. And that looked like an opportunity for me to get out from underneath the watchful eye. I could do this and still be in recovery. It could still be, and the doctor said I could, you know, as long as I didn't walk more than 45 minutes and, you know, all these, you know, lifting, and I didn't have to do any of this. I was doing contract enforcement. So desk work, working with the people on the floor, you know, making sure stuff got done right. So it was perfect. So off I went to Waco, and I'll be honest with you, I don't remember exactly when I went to Waco, but I know there was a pivotal moment in early October. Any of you that have been in Texas, even in October, know that it's steamy, and I was wearing this clamshell, right? And hot. Oh my God, hot. I'm just about ready to die. And I was just in my room on my laptop and surfing the internet. And I don't remember exactly. I think I was following Dave Weiner before on scripting.com. And I wasn't truly familiar with Adam Curry at this point, but I heard he was starting to do this podcast, or I got clued in to the Daily Source Code. And, or maybe it was, anyway, it was either Daily Source Code, it was Dave and Adam's podcast. Like, it's all kind of blurry at this point, but I should go back to listen to like episode one or the first year anniversary. We could probably get this sorted out again, right? Because that's where the time capsule is. Is in episode 100 and so forth. So, man, I got excited. I got excited about this thing. You know, I'm not a great writer, but I love to talk. And long story short, I bounced across the street to Walmart, picked me up a $12.95 LabTech headset, and did the first couple of episodes of the show, opening with AC/DC Black and Black, and you know, I did everything wrong. And very quickly then going up to Guitar Center and picking up some gear. And long story short, I get home with this new thing. And my wife had seen these things before. You know, the BBS was like a boat, you know, instead of throwing $1,000 at it, every couple of weeks it'd be $100, right? You know, and, you know, basically I was given some conditions, and the condition was, this thing's got to pay for itself in 2 years. You're on the clock. So we are just like kind of getting out of the gate and learning. The audience just went like a rocket ship straight up. We were early, obviously. That's probably one of the first 60, 70 podcasters. I don't know where that number falls. It was early, really, really early. And so in December, got this email from this company called Wiley Publishing, and they said, Todd, do you want to write a book on podcasting? And my response to them was, you got to be shitting me. That was my email response to what I found out later was a major publishing house in the United States. And I guess the guy was not so coarse around the ears that he didn't respond. Says, no, we're not shitting you. Why don't you look us up and let's have a call. And I did. And I was, oh, and, so that basically started the book deal. And in January, I think late December or January, I signed the contract, got paid. I think I got paid like $13,000 for the book. I think that's what my advance was. It was like $13,000. I think, yes, I figured out how to monetize, you know, showing the wife the check, because they didn't come all at once. It came in as I delivered so many chapters and so forth. But we also launched Tech Podcast Network in December, one of the first networks to launch. And in May, I announced the book deal, and I think I actually, if I remember correctly, I announced it on episode 69. Someone will have to check. And half the audience left. They said I was a sold out and took money, and how dare I? And I was like, wow. And it was brutal. I got brutalized by half the audience at the time that I was a sellout, that I took money. Well, that led pretty quickly to GoDaddy. Well, GoDaddy didn't know about the book deal, but I got this email from a gal named Chris Redlinger from GoDaddy. And she says, hey, we want to sponsor your podcast. And I'd had some bad run-ins with GoDaddy already with a VPN issue and some other stuff. And I said, maybe I ought to go listen to this podcast from, 3 months ago when I was dogging you guys. And she said, no, we still want to do it. And that really changed things a lot. And what really changed things was in July of 2005, when we were renegotiating the first contract, when she said, this worked great. Do you know anybody else that wants to have GoDaddy as a sponsor? And I was like, there's a business there. And that's when I made the call out on my show. And it was right in this show. Most of you that, if you were there, you heard it. I said, I'm looking for a programmer. I'm looking for a graphics guy. I'm looking for a lawyer. I'm looking for someone with an MBA. And we're having a telephone call in this many days, and be there, be square. And I think 9 of you showed up. And the people on the line were Barry Kantz, who is the lawyer of Raw Voice today. Brian Yunke, who is the creative director, one individual that's no longer with us, myself. And then Brian says, hey, I know a programmer, and got Angelo on the phone. And by within the next month, we had a company formed and started building our first platform. And that was going to be PCN, which is now a blog, Podcaster News. It was the podcast network at the beginning. And went with Andy McCaskey in January of 2006 to CES for the first time. Him and I walked around with audio recorders and quickly realized that this was not the way to cover the show. But we had a great time. And then in June of 2006, we launched Blueberry. We launched that platform at Gnomedex, along with Stats, and then the Monumental Show. In August of 2006, I had episode 200 pending, just like today. I've been pending for 1300, and I was still in the Navy at the time, and I was at work, and about 9:30 in the morning, the phone rang, and it was my mom, and my dad was dead. And show 200 didn't happen, or it's, some semblance of it happened. I put a blog post up or something, but that was really kind of a tipping point in the show, because I learned at that point truly what this audience was all about. At the time, we'd been going on autopilot, right, and putting out shows and learning. And I didn't take a laptop home. There was no MiFis at the time. My mom lived in the country, and there was only dial up. There was no broadband. And so off I went to bury my dad and take care of that. And 10 days later I came back, and you guys were waiting for me. And along with that, about four or five, I've got it archived, 4,000 or 5,000 emails of condolences. And it was, wow. It really made me realize how close of a relationship that we had in this Ohana. And to this day, that episode or that day was a tipping point for this show, to me, to fully value this audience. And and things really kind of went from there. In 2007, I retired from the Navy around show 500. Then everything, you're just going to kind of fast forward here. Around show 500, I started playing with video, and we added video to the show. 2000, you know, we're going to jump really ahead. 2015, I was inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame. And hard to believe, I get this, you know, it's on my wall over here. In 2017, I got this envelope in the mail, and I pull it out, and it's signed by the president, and I'm retired from the Navy Reserve, and it just kind of set the tone. I'd been out 10 years. And so I was officially, you know, no longer subject for a recall. And here we are. Here we are, 2018. We've, you know, this year Kirk has been added to the team, and he's doing the pre-production and really helping me a lot. And I really appreciate all the work he has done over the years. But, you know, I want to talk just a little bit about the insiders. And we haven't talked about the insiders in a while. So the insiders are folks that are contributing $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month, or have done individual donations, annual individual donations. And I really appreciate every one of you. So I think the active insiders right now: Ken, Annie, Deborah, Catherine, Ryan, Roger, Kirk, Mika, Tony, Mikala, Andrew, Kirk, Bo, Curtis, Matthew, Richard, Gary, Sandy, Cheryl, Jesse, Eric, Kathy, Tony, Nigel, and Dale, I think, are ongoing insiders, and relatively small number, but the folks are helping out a lot, and contributions all the way from $2 to $25 a month. And it's greatly appreciated for those of you that are coming in as an insider. This show's, you know, being largely carried by GoDaddy and the sponsor, and I appreciate that. So I understand that in the dollars that you guys contribute help paying the blogging bill and help pay for Kirk. So it's really appreciative for those of you that are in there. And if I miss someone, I apologize, because right now I've got podcast awards going on, and I've got a ton of $10 entries from people that registered their shows for the podcast awards. So, if I missed you, I apologize. I didn't try to slight anybody here, but, you know, the insiders do help. And if you want to become an insider, definitely think about it at geekandcentral.com/insider. And again, for 6.7 cents a day, you can start at that bottom level, $2, you know, so, I think 6.6 is the actual number, but, I hope the show's worth that much to you. And if, you know, come in there and consider becoming an insider and supporting the show. But, you know, irregardless of that, and some of you are cringing, I've always said from the beginning when I started the show that if it was no longer fun, that I would punch out, that I would stop. Or it doesn't matter if the sponsors or whatever. And the ability now to have someone on a regular basis when I need to step out to come in, even though Kirk has got 5 or 6 episodes under his belt, and he may start getting more because he may come on and do a wrap up show at the end of the week or something to that effect. We're still working on that. To have the ability to step away when I need to and take a little break, you know, that's why. If you look at where we're at, we used to hit 100 episodes every year, you know, and I'm fast approaching. We're already in July, so we got August, September, October. So we only got 3 months left. That's 24 episodes. So over the past 13 years, I fell behind 75 episodes, because they used to be pretty much a lineup. And so I'm not doing 100 episodes a year, but with Kirk, we'll come close. We'll come close to doing 100 episodes again a year. But I thought, you know, hitting 1300 is a good time for a spot for a break for both of us. And I'll continue when I go to events and have weird travel days. I will continue to not do the show on those days. And here's the thing. Been at this a while. Really been at this a while. And this is why I'm doing a shorter show tonight. Getting my wife's birthday. So we're going to go out, have dinner, celebrate her birthday, I almost thought it was her 50th, but it's not. She's, well, I can't even, she's 49 today. So I originally thought it was 50, but no, it's next year. So we're still going to, you know, still going to go out and do dinner, but we have the ability, I have the ability to do this because you guys allow me. Now, the first 2, 3, 4 years of the show, no way. Couldn't miss an episode, right? We're building and building the family here. And today it is what it is. So Clint, hey, how are you doing? Yes, Clint, I can't believe it's 1300 episodes either, my friend. Absolutely can't believe it. And I don't know. There's not very many people that are at 1300 that have been with it this long. There's Dawn and Drew. They're still doing a show. We ought to come up with a list of people that started in those early days in 2004 that are still with it today. I think it's probably less than 2 handfuls of people. You know, Rob Greenlee switched and done multiple shows because he's had different employers over the years. So he's one of those. And of course, him and I co-host that together. So there's 2. Adam Curry, there's another guy that's obviously, he's the pod father. He was from the very, very beginning. So he's counted in that group. So, you know, maybe it's more than 10. I don't know. But yeah, Clint, can you remember episode 15? Do you remember, Clint's in the chat room and Facebook. Clint, were you around for any of the shows where I played AC/DC? If you remember those episodes, you would have been the guy that would remember that. You would be. Anyway, very, very cool. Clint, thanks for, have you been subscribed the whole time, or have you gone and have you come back? Have you left for a couple of years and come back? Cause some people have, some of you that are here have left 2 or 3 times. You got sick of hearing me. And you went off and listened to someone else for a few years and then you came back. I wonder where Sal is. You guys remember Sal, the guy in Jersey? The one that used to, you know, to brutalize me via email. Do you guys remember him? You know, there's been some characters over the year, and there's been some, you know, you think about it, there's some super fans of this show. You think about TriCaster Jack in Dallas. You know, out of the kindness of his heart, he's coming. He's, you know, you've got Michael Dare. You've got Sam, you know, Sam in Albuquerque. You know, all these great people. And I probably should have like this long recognition list of people that have, you know, the album art that you see on the episode every time, that comes from Sam in Albuquerque. He's done all that album art, you know. So we've got all these great people that have been here the whole time. Clint says, was here the whole time. And now I listen to stuff you should know and stuff you missed in history. Another, yeah, it is crazy. And then of course, Rita's with us and tonight she's on. So, you know, I just, as we're just kind of reminiscing here and I'm talking to folks on Facebook, I don't want to Dale's on tonight. Thanks Dale for being on. And Dale, thank you for, Dale's been here since episode 11, you know, and if it's the Dale I think it is, he's, you know, longtime supporter of the show, comes in every month with a contribution, with a big contribution. And I really appreciate these. And of course, Mike Dell's been here for early days too. You know, this is, Mike Dell is part of my company now. Him and I talk every day, every single day we talk. Well, Monday through Friday, you know, and, you know, so many people that are surrounded with me and the business that we've built and everything here, you know, everyone that's went to CES over the years and supported all came from this audience. And we've all been together. And, you know, that's why I talked about the last show, making the change. And I did. I contacted CEA and told them we're not doing the stage. And, and I'm still thinking through exactly what I'm going to do for CES this year. So I'm not saying it's run its course, but it's close. It's close. And then, of course, Tim's here. Tim says, hey, I'm such a slacker. I didn't start listening to episode 600. But, you know, Tim is the forever procrastinator. I'm going to see him here in a few days in Philly. He's coming out to hang out with the cool cats and with the podcasters, but he hasn't got a podcast yet. Matter of fact, he's got a business card. He's got a business card that attests to that. So, you know, it's all these great people. And, you know, I've met many of you over the years where we go somewhere, have a meetup and have dinner and it's easy to be able to sit down with each and every one of you because you already know me and all I have to do is really get to know you. And that's really the beauty of this whole podcasting thing. Yeah, I love doing the tech. I love talking about it, giving you my opinion. But let's be honest, it's down at the core. It's about the friendships that I have been able to, you know, some of you are, I'll be honest with you. Some of you are better friends than some of the people maybe I talk to on a daily basis. And that's kind of weird, but you guys are here with me and I'm there with you in your head, right? So that's the thing about the beauty and the whole passion behind this space, and it's what's different. So what makes podcasting special? It's not radio. It's not streaming. You know, if we do the live thing, sure, that's cool. That's for me to be able to interact with a few people to come on the show and have a little chit chat. You know, that's part of it here. But really ultimately the relationship's deep with each and every one of you that listen to the show. So here's what we're going to do. Richard is sent an email in. He said, Todd, not exactly sure when I started listening to the podcast, but I know it was near the beginning while you were still active duty and have kept up since. I continue to enjoy the format and sharing of family and behind the curtain info. Have found the Toddisms highly entertaining. Regarding CES, I personally haven't ever been in a position to follow any live streaming, consider your decision to reevaluate the cost benefit of your CS coverage to be prudent. As a fellow business owner, I understand that if there isn't a good recognizable return on such an investment, it really doesn't make sense. He said, on a different topic, about 4 years ago, my weight had pushed close to 250, and being an active senior, 19 grandchildren in 4 grades, I realized that a lifestyle change was needed if I was going to continue doing the things I wanted. It took me over 8 months to drop 60 pounds. And I'm going to tell you, 60 pounds in 8 months, Richard, is incredible. Primarily monitoring and changing what I was eating, bringing my caloric intake more in line with the outgo. I continue to be vigilant and in the gym almost every day. Nothing rigorous, push some weights and at least 30 minutes of cardio, which keeps me within the target weight range. But what I have discovered during all of this, for myself anyway, is that it is the food intake that has been the key to the maintenance. In any case, kudos to you undertaking a similar journey right there with you. All the best, Richard. And Richard, I'm telling you, I'm off track right now. I am. I'm determined to get back on track, but I know I'm off track, right? I think that's the key, right? And I'm watching the scale, and it is doing a little creep up. I haven't got into danger zone yet. But I just got to get back in the gym, and I haven't been watching what I eat. That's a big part of it. So we're going to give Richard one of those Amazon gift cards we talked about in the last show. And then we had let me look. I had another one come in. It said, man. He said, Amazon Prime is a disaster. The website is running super slow and crashes throughout the ordering process. However, listen to this. Did I read this on the last episode? Tuesday? I didn't. This came in on Tuesday. He said, I purchased over $1,200 of stuff in one of my orders between myself and my girlfriend. It took over 15 minutes to put together a cart. After we placed the order, we went to bed. When we woke up, we realized we were not given a discount on many of the items on Prime Day sale. We called an agent who was outsourced. I spoke to at least 4 agents and kept getting disconnected, maybe because it was busy. They listen to the story and tell me it's my fault as the items were in the cart for more than 15 minutes. They tell me they cannot issue me a credit card credit of the price difference and that the deal is likely no longer available. However, if you look at the deal, it is still available and I cannot cancel my items according to the previous order. This bums me. I can't cancel and I'm forced to pay a price because it was in my cart for 15 minutes, yet the deal never ended or was never on hold. The deal is still active, but the deal was taken from me because the items were in my cart for 15 minutes. Yes. So he had some challenges, and thanks for your feedback on the Amazon Prime. And so anyway, that Prime's over. So, you know, it's if you got it or you didn't, I bought one thing through Prime, and actually the person that turned me onto it was Rob Walsh, a competitor of mine over at Libsyn, and he turned me on to this deal and I went and grabbed it. That was it. That's the only thing I ordered. I didn't even have time to be on Prime, to be honest with you. So, I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to carry over the rest of the prizes. If you have any comments on today's show, I'd love to hear from you. And we'll get those out in the next one. But Richard, you're definitely in line for one. And, but I tell you, I just wanted today just to spend a little time one-on-one with all of you and just have a chit chat. Nothing too serious. And those of you that have been here for a while have heard the story before and you've heard it again. We've had lots of fun together over the years, lots of weird stuff, the blue man, you name it. We've had a lot of the UFO stories. It just goes on and on and on and on. Too many to even remember. And going over and doing this review is also a good point for me from an attitude and from a, pop my balloon a little bit to realize this is where you come from, you know? And the reason I tell you guys the story about where I grew up, my family, we were never rich ever. We never went hungry either, but we were borderline barely in those days. Maybe just into the middle class line. My mom had to work to get me track shoes. You know, it was tight. And my parents did what my parents had to do. So for those of you that are listening to this show that are economically challenged, there is a way out. There is a way to climb. You just got to keep striving and got to keep stroking and got to keep working. And I got my degree. It took me 5 years to get my degree part-time going to school. And I did it after I'd been retired from the Navy. I was already 24 years in the Navy and didn't have my degree. And I got my degree after I retired. So all things are possible. And you just got to make up your mind you want to do it and do it. And hopefully have a supporting family behind you to help you get there. So for all of you that have been with me from the, doesn't matter where you jumped in, you're part of the Ohana. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. Thank you for staying subscribed. Thank you for telling your friends about our sponsor deals. Thank you for the insiders. From the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate each and every one of you that tune into the show. It's my pleasure every show to bring you an episode. And I look forward to the March to 1400. And that starts a week from Monday. So enjoy a few other podcasts, but stay subscribed. We'll be back in a week. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.